We will first start this session with a comment. Detailed explanations of the history, modalities, and intents of remote viewing are exposed at length in the website probablefuture.com. This site is often updated and will offer many advanced courses in the near future. We recommend reading carefully the information it contains so as to get a wider understanding of the subject. We are going now to address the procedures that a trainee should use in order to remote view through time and or space. It is very helpful, if one can do so, to have first, together with him, another individual that will monitor the remote viewing session. The other individual will be coined the monitor. One should also, if possible, use a set recorder, preferably with the voice activation feature, in order to record his impressions about the site told to visit or desires to visit. It is our contention that the main advantage of having this human monitor is for the session to take on an interesting, interactive protocol. In some cases, the monitor knows beforehand about some aspects of the target.
Reality, the session is successful. really answers and shares information. He's the universal mind through the interface of the deep subconscious mind of the trainee.
Sometimes present or often absent. However, the concept of omniscience and omnipresence seems difficult to absorb. We have a greatly complicating our lives and a serious ego problem. In reality, the answer to this puzzling experimental result is very simple. One gets viewing information through the interface of one's own subconscious mind by receiving it from the universal mind. Period. That is why Gerald O'Donnell strongly suggests to be very careful as to what use one wants to apply this knowledge for. The universal mind is not only omnipresent, but also omnipotent. And if repeatedly abused and provoked, might in the best of cases send out wrong information, and in the worst ones, react in a more dramatic fashion. Do not take this warning lightly. No amount of ego-boosting and misplaced self-confidence will ever set you beyond the reach and above the powers of your original womb, to whom we all go back ultimately. That level has no patience for power games, military might, and paranoia, nationalistic pride, etc. It just is, and let's leave up to a point. So use remote viewing with respect, and for positive use. Gerald O'Donnell will soon release a large amount of additional information regarding this subject in subsequent courses. Therefore, if you use a human monitor, having suggest a target in any which way possible, go deeply within yourself, either using the method of the skyscraper or by going to your center of energy. Both methods will bring you to the interface with the universal mind, which is the theta state. You will know when you are receiving information from the level of the universal mind because it will reach you in rapid successions of packets of perceptual data. These packets of information are non-linguistic, conceptual frames of compressed, non-linear information. The information received from the universal mind while remote viewing can be pure information, visual imagery, and sensory information. It has a definite taste to it, very similar to the one one gets when one receives hunches. Information has a different taste attached to it, devoid of any analysis or rationalization. It comes very fast. Do not question your first impression. This is usually the good one. Do not necessarily expect strong visualization. Anything perceived should be recorded or sketched. To use descriptive words to describe the information that you receive, learn how to describe in a very specific manner shapes, colors, tactical sensations, emotional atmospheres, emotions, materials, weather patterns, etc. Be fluent with description add to the vocabulary of the descriptive words that you master, as you will need to convert and articulate the pure information that you are receiving into words. If you are artistically inclined or want to sketch information, learn to draw well. Experiment with shapes on the canvas. When remote viewing a site, it is helpful to start visualizing it from a certain height. Use an imaginary quadrant similar to a watch, and then describe parts of the target as being at, for instance, 5 o'clock, 11 o'clock, etc. And then home in closely in order to get more details, or to connect to people. Experience the emotional atmosphere. Try to remain passive as you absorb rapidly information. When finished with the details, go back higher in a similar way to which an ego would, and then zoom back onto a different part of the general location until you have mapped out the site in its totality. For underground sites, you can decide to go through walls since you operate as pure mind. In reality, you are going nowhere. You are here and now. But information is beamed at you, giving you the impression of going and exploring the site and connecting to other people. You are watching, sensing, and decoding this information within the screen of your mind. This is all there is to remote view. There is no real mind traveling, astral projection, or any other perceptual traveling. All there is are connections within the mind as you connect to sensory information packets. You will mentally learn to operate at deep levels of the mind with your eyes open. Remaining highly concentrated on your higher thought processes and avoiding the distraction of the external sensory world. This is part of the training available in this course. As you remote view with your eyes open, it's the same perception as to the quality and type of information received. It will help you greatly perceive when a certain information originates from the deep inner mind. Always keep your analytical mind at bay. Never think or prejudge. Be open to anything. All you need to do is record your initial impressions either verbally onto a tape recorder or in writing by sketching and writing the data stream that you are receiving. I'm going to cover a technique called associational remote viewing. This very ingenious technique was devised by scientists at Stanford Research International during the 70s in order to reduce noise while remote viewing and acquire a simple way of recognizing if a certain perception originates from correct psychic outputs originating from deep levels of the mind, or if it is just a wild guess of the mind. Associational remote viewing, or ARV, is a method whereby the remote viewer tries to view, instead of the desired target or goal, a symbol or object that is associated with it. Let me give an example. Let us say that a remote viewer would like to foresee the direction of the commodity for the next day. He knows
knows that the price for that commodity might either go up or down. These are the two possibilities. If he were to want to project himself directly onto the future, he will be reading and sensing one of the probable future paths that are possible given the set of circumstances that are operative now. Certain paths are more probable and show up as better defined in the mind's eye. And certain paths are less probable and show up in a more fuzzy way in the mind's eye. Global events are always more defined than detailed events. And often one knows that an event has to happen when one finds the same event duplicated in many different probable future paths. Getting back to our commodity trader, he can directly remote view the future situation of the market that interests him one day ahead. Let us say that he wants to introduce a frail, safe mechanism associated with the remote viewing session. What he needs to do is as follows. He needs to have a friend, associate, or a member of his family choose either two objects or numbers or designs unknown to him, where each chosen object or design will be associated by that friend or family member to an action. For instance, the action corresponding to the market going higher the next day might be associated with the number 101 written by the friend on the back of a card, or be associated to an artifact, any artifact. And in the same manner, the action corresponding to the market going down the next day might be associated with any other number, for instance, X22, written on the back of another card, or any other artifact. The subject that is about to remote view is never told about these numbers or artifacts. The subject then goes into a data state, and remote views the next day's event on an associational basis. Let us say that he visualizes the number X22. We now know that there is a high probability that he got correct information about the future from the universal mind. And it is worthwhile for him to invest heavily on that trade, which hence has a high potential chance financial reward. If, however, he misses totally the image associated with the future direction of the trade, he might therefore decide not to trade on that day. The scientists at SRI and later Adelphi Associates had great success trading the commodities market using ARV. ARV can be applied to stocks and options trading, lottery, horse races, and any gambling endeavor. One can, for instance, associate any number of the lottery with a particular object drawn on the back of a card, and have the remote viewer view six different objects instead of six numbers, which he knows need to be between 1 and 49. Since there are a great amount of objects that can be chosen to be drawn on the back of the card, were he to correctly remote view six different objects that were chosen by someone else without his knowledge, we could assume that he has described a high probability path for the targeted lottery drawing. It is then recommended to do such predictions as close as possible to the time of the event, to the time of the drawing. One can also draw matrices where, for instance, at the roulette game, black numbers are represented by a certain object and red numbers by another one, and where each different number is represented by a special drawing representing numbers or objects. The remote viewer needs then to get a set of two drawings, where one represents black or red, and the other one a specific number that will come up. The possibilities are endless, and it is left, as of now, to the trainee to devise his own system. Specialized courses addressing his methods will be made available in the near future. Suffice it to say that these predictive methods are very powerful indeed and show an uncanny accuracy when a perfect fit is shown by the remote viewer. Gerald Donnell advises one to do three different remote viewing sessions three different times in order to visualize probable future paths. If certain events intersect and are shown upon three attempts, there is a very high probability that these commonly shown events will occur. We are now going to do a couple of mental exercises designed to allow you to perceive with your mind's eye the taste, texture, temperature, quality, emotions of inanimate and then animate forms. You will perceive the difference between forms that are alive and forms that are not. These exercises will sharpen your perceptual skills. Repeat them often and change the type of objects that are scanned on your own. In order to get to a theta state, you shall go to your center of energy and enter the mental workshop of your inner mind at the deep theta level. From there, you can receive direct perceptions about a remote site, space, and or time. Or, if you so desire, do a perceptual trip first to the cosmos, and then to a point of your choice in space-time. Last, but not least, we shall program you to operate a theta and be able to remote view with your eyes opened. And another important recommendation is as follows. If you are remote viewing a distant site or a future situation, always try to get feedback about your results. Visualize beforehand that you are successful at remote viewing, and always, always check, when possible, the results, in order to make your desired reality your reality. This is called feedback in the protocol used for remote viewing.